Good afternoon, everyone in Audio Boo Land. It's a really hot day today. They said it's going to reach 28 degrees, and I'm sitting outside, and I've just come out here with nothing on my feet, and the ground is almost too hot to tread on. There's a nice breeze, but actually the sun's full on me now, so I can't sit here for too long, because I've only been here a couple of minutes, and my head's already burning. And I have to be careful my phone doesn't shut down. It's the lovely kind of breeze that goes in the trees and sounds like the sea. and I'm sitting here. I know I'm common. I spent most of my childhood and a lot of my adulthood living in the Cray. And now I'm drinking instant lattes. I'm just too common for words. Anyway, I just had a piece of Obi's birthday cake, which Connor bought for him. I don't know where he got it from. It had Braille on the box, so it might have been the co-op, but it was in a box, and then inside it's in a big plastic dome over the top. So it's in the fridge with that over it, and I've thrown the box in the recycling, but it had Braille on it, and it was just called a Raspberry Delice. Yes, it's called a Raspberry Delice cake. And I've got no sweet tooth whatsoever now. I've never had a hugely sweet tooth, but since I've started on dialysis, I can barely make myself eat anything sweet apart from fruit. But I did have a tiny bit of this cake to say I'd had some. And what it was is like a sponge with butter icing in, which I do really like, especially when it's been in the fridge. And then it's got on the... I wasn't very keen on the top. It was like almost like jam or jelly over the top. But it has got little tiny bits of cut up fresh raspberries on. It is quite nice, actually, but it's a bit sweet for me, but the sponge and the buttercream is nice. And no, I don't very often make cakes, because we don't really eat cakes. We don't really feel inclined to do them. We make them, you know. There's a little place down the road called the Croft Tea Rooms. It's just about 5 or 10 minutes walk from here. And they have lovely homemade cakes in there. So if I want a homemade cake, I keep meaning to take Obi in there so he can have a cream tea. Because we've done him cream teas at home, but he needs to have a proper cream tea. And they've got all these homemade cakes that people make. And their cakes are to die for. As I say, I'm not a cake person, but they're just not sickly cakes. Like most bulk cakes you buy, well, you know what I mean, most bulk cakes are actually too sweet for my taste. I think because I've got an abdomen full of glucose all the time for the dialysis fluid, my body screams out, no more, no more. I literally think that's what must happen. Because I just don't want it. I can't force myself to eat biscuits and things. I just got no taste for it. I suppose it's a good thing, really. I will still like fruit, though. Fruit, I don't know why. Fruit is different, especially plums. I like unripened plums, so they're not very sweet anyway. I can eat them by the barrel load. I buy 3 punnets a week. And they're all gone within 3 days, 4 days. No one else eats them. They can't stand them because I buy the unripened ones. And I don't wait for them to ripen because I like them unripe. Because they're quite sour. We didn't go out for our meal last night, which was really a shame. And we were both really disappointed. But I had to wait more than 2.5 hours. I waited from 1 o'clock yesterday till nearly 3:45 before my transport turned up. I was extremely uncomfortable where I was sitting, and then I had another ride of 1.5 hours. It was gone 5 when we got home, just after 5. We hit all the traffic. We actually hit the school traffic and then the out-of-London traffic. I felt physically exhausted. I don't know why. It wasn't the exercise, because that was minimal, and I was fine after that. It was just the experience. I was physically exhausted, and then I had to rush around. I had to dialyse when we got in. That was overdue. Then I had to rush around feeding the animals and doing that. Then I didn't have time to get ready to go out, and I just felt like I needed to lay down and sleep. I did suggest that we cancel that appointment, cancel that meal, that booking, and book somewhere else for about 9 o'clock, but Obi didn't really want to do that. He didn't actually feel that great, and he's actually going to the dentist as I speak, because he's got trouble with one of his gums, or his gum is really hurting him, so we will go another time. And we were both very disappointed, but I did lay down and I slept, and when I woke at 8:30, I felt much better, and I could have got ready to go out, but we'd kind of decided to leave it for that night anyway, so that was a bit disappointing, but never mind. The place isn't going anywhere, so neither are we. So, actually, we can go any time. He's working tonight and Sunday night, so we're not going to attempt to book it for Saturday, because I suspect they're going to be really busy at the weekend. So I don't know what nights he's working next week yet, but we'll work around that and try and go there. If not there, somewhere else. I do want to try there. Part of it was because I didn't feel my best, and it was quite an expensive place. I wanted to make the most of it and not to feel under the weather and underwhelmed about going out. So it was probably best that we didn't cancel it. My door's going to close in a minute. So that's that. So anyway, I had my little piece of birthday cake, which was okay. I couldn't eat any more than that. It was literally a square that fitted in the palm of my hand, and it wasn't even as thick as my hand. It was the thinnest little sliver I could cut off and still say I had a piece of the cake. It was nice. I could eat, actually, the sort of thing I could eat if I had to eat a cake would be a chocolate eclair, because the only sweet thing about that is the top. The pastry isn't sweet, and neither is the cream, really, so something like that I would prefer if I had to eat a sweet thing. But I have really gone off sweets. It's a shame, because I've always loved my sweets. You know, boiled sweets, barley sugars, and, you know, now I hope one day I will get my taste for them back. At the moment, I think my body's just telling me, like, you don't need it, so and I do get cravings for things like the plums, so I think my body's telling me there's something in these things that I need. The other thing I really crave is when we have broccoli, I have to eat the stalk. Not the outside of it, that's tough. You cut open the stalk and there's like kind of flesh inside, and I have to eat all that. I eat it like, I can't explain it. I really need it. It's a really weird thing. I don't know what, there must be something in that that I need, because I just can't let it go by without eating it. I don't really like it, but my body seems to need it. I actually like raw carrots too. I prefer them raw to cooked, and a lot of vegetables I would prefer raw. Cabbage, I do eat it cooked, I like it, but I love raw cabbage. I really love raw cabbage. I think I'm part rabbit. Have I got big ears? I think I've got quite small ears. Have I got big feet? No, size 4. I don't think that's big. I'm not big, full stop. I'm only 5'3". Size 4 shoes. I was a size 8 to 10, but the last year I put on a bit of weight. I'm now a 10 to 12, but I intend to get back to that, except my top half, which is out of proportion with the rest of me. Just don't ask. People often ask me if I get backache. Do you get backache? No. I'm inside now. I got too hot. Ow, sugar, I burnt my feet. Not seriously. Oh, I think the phone was getting too hot. And I was getting too hot. But I'm not complaining. I love this weather. No, are you panting, boy? I absolutely love this weather. I don't really like the nights, but tonight it's meant to rain, so, and with the wind, I think it'll cool down quite quickly. It's a really strong wind. When I've been talking to Obi on the phone, he's rung me countless times. I can hardly hear him. The wind is so bad. And my phone keeps cutting out. I think I might have to send it away to get repaired. Because it just keeps cutting out on calls. I'm going to reset it in a minute and see if that do the trick. Because it was like that a couple of weeks ago. And when I reset it, that stopped. But the continuing saga is that my lock button still doesn't work. I don't care about that, as long as I can use the rest of the phone. But this call failing business, it keeps just saying the call failed, is a bit annoying. Both the dogs are hot. Little one's just got down and walked away panting. There is a nice breeze coming in here, though. I'm sitting in just inside my door on my thing, my sofa that's called a cuddler, the two-seater one. My other sofa's about a six-seater or bigger, but it's in like a right-angle shape. This is my favourite little seat here. I love this seat because it's right by the door, and I've got a little table here. When I'm on my own, I eat my meals here. I've got a little conservatory table. I'm just stirring to make sure there's no lumps at the bottom of this. My common instant coffee. It's quite nice, actually. It's Nescafe. And I make it in a small cup so that it's stronger. It tastes stronger. I did that one very nicely because it had froth at the top and froth at the bottom. And I'm eating it with a spoon. As instant coffees go, that's not bad. I might try and get some different ones this week. That was an ordinary one and I got vanilla. I wasn't struck on vanilla, but I think now I know that it's going to be sweet and I'll be expecting it. Because I don't take sugar in coffee or tea. I've never have done. That's not a recent thing, but I do like sweet cold drinks. I like Coke, but I don't drink it because it's got a lot of phosphate in it. Because the darker the drink in colour, the more phosphate it's got. So I tend not to drink that. Though if I was going out somewhere, I would have a, you know, if I wanted a soft drink because I don't drink alcohol, then, you know, I don't mind lemonade. Orange juice and lemonade is a nice drink. It's very refreshing. Blackcurrant and soda, not bad. Coke is probably what I drink. I love Coke or Pepsi. I'm really fancying it now. Cold with ice and a piece of lemon in the top. I really love that. It's not too fizzy then, because the lemon, the water and that takes a bit of the fizzy, the ice cubes. So take away some of the fizziness, and it's a really nice, you get a bit of taste of the lemon. So when I do my shopping later on, I'm going to order some lemons, and I am going to order a bottle of Coke. I won't drink much of it, the kids will see to that, don't worry. But I don't see why I shouldn't have a treat at the weekend. It's not going to kill me, I don't think. No, it won't. We've heard back from the hospital. Now, Obi and I have got different blood groups. I'm negative. I don't know if he's negative. He doesn't really know. I'm A and he's B. So I don't know what's going to happen about that. That doesn't make it ideal, but he did ask if there's things that can be done, and they said yes. So they're going to talk to me the next time I come in the hospital, which isn't for another 6 weeks. So there's nothing we can do for now. We'll just leave it as it is. All our blood test results have come back okay. We've been tested for everything under the sun. You name it, we've had it. Hepatitis, HIV. I mean, we've had the tests. I don't mean we've had it. That sounds good. We've had all that and we're all clear of everything, both of us. So that's one hurdle over. The blood group thing is a bit of a downer, but I don't know. They're going to talk to me about it because it probably means more in the way of
anti-rejection medication if I was to go ahead with it, and I don't know what the implications of that are. So obviously, I'm fine with it, actually. I'm probably more fine thinking that he can't be a donor, although they haven't said that, than saying, oh yes, let's go ahead, because that's good. I've got much more to think about with that. I've got a lot of soul searching to do, actually. So I'm cool with it. I hope he is. I hope he's not going to be too disappointed if he can't do it. I think he might be. So I really want to be there for him, and you know, to. Yes, Niall, you're hot, aren't you? I want to be there for him and reassure him that everything's fine. You know, the fact that he even offered to have it done or to be tested is such a fantastic thing. Now, I'm not playing with you. It's too hot for that. You know, that no one can ever take that away from us. You know what I mean? No one can ever take away the fact that he is prepared to do it, whether it happens or not. And to me, that's such a big thing. All it can do is increase my respect for him, really, and my love for him, actually. So if you're prepared to do that for somebody, it's, well, it's just fantastic. And I really take my hat off to people who do it for relatives or even just friends. You know, I mean, it's a big thing. And so I'm fine with it. I'm happy. I just hope, I will try and have a talk to him about it just to make sure he's not downhearted. And just to be encouraging and say, in some ways, it's probably better if I do have the kidney from somewhere else, because I'm going to need a hell of a lot of support physically once it's been carried out. And if we're both sick, that's going to be really difficult, because we'd both be in hospital at the same time. In fact, we'd be in the same room together, because that's how they do it. We'd be side by side in the same bed, and he'd be up and about long before I would, but if all went to plan. But actually, it probably would be better if I had him well and fit to get me up and back on my feet again, to be honest. Because I'm going to feel like I need to get him back up on his feet, and I'm going to be even worse off than he is. You know, it's your natural instinct. If you care for somebody, whether you're a man or a woman or whatever, you've got a caring instinct, then you want to be there for that person at their weak moments. And we're going to be both at our weak moments, and we're just going to be both helpless. If it worked out that way. So there are advantages and disadvantages to everything, and there's always a bright side. So that would be a big advantage. He would be able to go on working, and he would be able to be here, and, you know, I wouldn't be able to go out for 3 months at all because of the risk of infection, because I'd have to, whatever happens, wherever the kidney comes from, I will have to have immunosuppressant medication to stave off the possibility of the kidney being rejected. So, you know, I'll be closeted at home, and for one of us to be able to go out would be an advantage. Oh, there's internet shopping and stuff like that. There's nothing that's insurmountable. Plus, I've got two fit children, who one's an adult and the other one's close on it, and he might even be an adult by the time this takes place, because he's 17 in August. So you know, they can fend for themselves to a certain extent, and they can also do things to help, like if we needed stuff from the shops and neither of us were fit enough to get it, they would do it. And taking care of the animals, you know, I wouldn't be able to get down on my hands and knees doing with cat litter trays for a while because of the risk of infection to me. So obviously someone else has got to do that job, and Obi hates it, but he does it. He's a good sport. When he came to the UK, he said the one job he can't envisage doing is cleaning out the cat trays. But do you know what? He's a carer and he works 12-hour shifts in a care home, and he has to change people's incontinence pads, and he has to clear up their business. And it's far worse than any cat tray he's ever done, he's told me. I feel so sorry for him doing it, and the money is such crap. Excuse the pun. And he's had to clean it off the walls where they do finger painting, and he thinks this man got confused and he painted the walls and the light switch and the sink in the bathroom. So he not only had to clean the man up and get him in the shower against his will, he was trying to punch Obi at every opportunity because he was washing him. But he then had to go and clean the bathroom up. And I feel so sorry for him, you know, I do. I think these carers, they really need a reward and they don't get it. Their money is absolute pants. And what the job they have to do is, well, no one really wants to do it. But he is a very caring person and he's very good. I've heard him, because he's called me in his break sometimes, and I've heard him talking to the people when he's been on a ward where they're not quite as far gone. And he's so nice with them. I know he would be. You know, he says, come on, I'll do that for you. You're a good man and things like that. He's very encouraging to people. And, you know, he's cheerful and I think he keeps their spirits up. He's very unique, I think. And we all think our husbands are marvellous, and they are. The same with our guide dogs. We all think they're the best. To us, they are. Anyway, they've all got their faults as well. Sometimes he can be a pain in the arse, like all men. Don't we know it? So can my kids and so can my dog. So can I. I'm the biggest pain in the arse of the lot of them. Anyway, I'm going to sign off for now because I've actually got quite a lot of work to do around the house. And I'm having a good day physically. I'm feeling strong today, so I've got no excuse to be sitting around on Audio Boo, drinking coffee and eating cake and talking crap. So hello to everyone. I hope you're all having a brilliant time wherever you are. Good evening to you in Australia. Oh, it's the middle of the night there, so you'll probably be asleep. But good morning when you wake up, and good afternoon to everyone in the UK and Europe and Israel and everywhere else. And good morning to you in the USA. You're all just waking up, because I think it's about something after 2. Well, some of you aren't waking up if you're on the West Coast, because you're probably still all tucked up in bed at, I don't know, 6 o'clock or whatever the time it is. I suppose you're on the East Coast, you've been awake for a while, most of you. But good morning to you anyway, and have a good day and a great weekend. And to all of you in the UK, make the most of today's nice weather if you like it, because it's all going to end in rain tonight, apparently, and tomorrow's not going to be as warm. But it's still going to be 21 degrees if you can dodge the showers, so hey-ho, it could be worse. And, I may be back later, and if not, well, I'll be back tomorrow. Bye for now.